Austin 316 says I just whipped your... Sit there and call yourself the gorilla, yet you hee-haw out here like a jackass.
What?
I said, shut up. You can kiss my ass.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
What?
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
To the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast, the career of Stone Cold Steve Austin. This week is episode 111, The Royal Game. We are covering January 2002, and we are covering the Rumble, the Royal Rumble of 2002. I'm Mike Prue, along with JV, as always. JV, how you doing? Happy to be back in Massachusetts from your little vacation.
It is.
It's nice to get away, but it's good to get home.
Yeah, nothing beats home. It was fun. It was cool. First couple days you're away. By the fifth day I'm away, I'm ready to come home.
Yeah, that's
anywhere,
usually how
it even goes. When I go to Aruba, you know, Mexico, fucking anywhere else I've been, by day five, I'm just like, yeah, I kind of want to be home now.
Yeah, you get burnt out. It's like, yeah. Fuck, I just want to sit on my regular couch that I have.
Yeah, I'm a minimalist overall, so I just like the fucking, I like simple shit. I don't need much. I like my bed. I like my pillows. I like my shower.
You like my pillows? I have a My Pillow and it sucks.
Oh, the brand My Pillow?
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know what kind of fucking pillow I
have. I think I have like a fucking... Honestly, I think my pillow's from Walmart. We like exchange it like every month or two. We get a new pillow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're cheap enough. It just kind of
like you
fucking...
just buy... Yeah, I thought that was like a fucking pillow exchange program at Walmart.
Nah.
Like, what the hell's that?
I don't. Jess is on tap. She's like, we need new pillows. I feel like we're getting new pillows every like fucking 2 days. Every two months. So I think that's actually what happens.
All right. So anyway, so what we got going for you guys this week is Royal Rumble 2002. And we're going to do live commentary. And you guys can watch along with us if you'd like. If you have the Peacock. And if you don't have the Peacock, I totally understand. Because if it wasn't for this podcast, I'd say, fuck Peacock. I'm making a statement. I don't want WWE Network. I don't want Peacock. Because you don't have everything that you promised you have. And it's already May. It's already May. And they haven't really added shit. I sent out a nasty tweet to them. They didn't respond, of course. But last time they responded, they said, they gave me the whole spiel with the August and SummerSlam shit, that everything will be on there by then. But this time, I had pointed that out. I was like, yeah, I know what you said. It's going to be in August and by SummerSlam. But at this rate, that's not going to happen. That seems to not be happening at this rate. Here we are in May, and we're just 3 months away, and you guys have made like zero progress in the past month and a half, other than just adding a bunch of Raws, but no SmackDowns, and numerous other things that are not there. That I'm not going to rattle off. But they're no way on track to get these things in.
Full of shit.
Full of shit. And they're lying to their customers.
Yeah, they're just dicking us around. You ain't going to go anywhere. You guys fucking love wrestling.
Right.
You ain't going to fucking leave. How old are you? 40? Yeah, you're never going to fucking leave. We got you, bitch.
And then that's what makes me want to say no, but we fucking need it. We still need it.
Yeah. Well, the user interface, the content, like, I get it, that'll take a while, but the user interface is terrible.
Sucks.
It's terrible. Whoever designed this should be fired.
There's just no order to it. There's not sections that you can really break down.
No.
The network, for all that we maybe even bitched about it, and numerous other people had bitched about it, was a much better product. And what Peacock is providing.
Dude, they call it seasons. Everything's by season.
Yeah, it's Royal Rumble 2002. It's season 15 we're watching today. Season 15.
Fucking crazy. Just call it the year. That's what we know. We know years. Wrestling fans know years, and we actually know Roman numerals very well because of wrestling.
Right. That's the only reason why I learned Roman numerals is because of wrestling.
Yep.
And the Super Bowl, yes.
Too. Yeah, but I swear it was wrestling that kind of drove.
It was wrestling because it was easier.
Yeah,
it was like, oh, that's an I and an I is a two. Okay, WrestleMania 2. Or actually, they didn't even use the Roman numeral for WrestleMania 2. They didn't use it until 3.
But I was more interested in like WrestleMania 6.
Yeah, the VI.
In 1990, than fucking whatever Super Bowl that was.
Right.
I cared more about wrestling at that age than I did the NFL.
Yeah, by 1990, they're up to like Super Bowl 23. And that would have been like exactly five one, digits. One, one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking figuring that out when I'm 7 years old.
And I don't give a fuck about that when I'm 7. I don't give a fuck about the Super Bowl when I was 7 years old.
That's true. I didn't care about it until
did.
Yeah, the first Super Bowl that I remember acknowledging or being at like the house and being in the room watching it, and not really watching it because I didn't know what the fuck even a first down was yet at that point. But I knew it was Mark Ripken, or you know the
Mark Rippin, yeah, for the Mark Redskins.
Ripken. Yeah, the Redskins. So I was watching that one. That was the earliest memory of a Super Bowl that I have. What was that, 91 or?
I don't know. I think 91.
Oh, they weren't
was,
one earlier.
I remember 91.
They weren't two.
Whichever one the kicker, Norwood was his name, or Norcross, the kicker missed the kick for the Bills. 91, 92, 93.
Yeah, it was around that time.
That's like the one. I think that's the first Super Bowl moment I remember.
Yeah, so it might have been the same exact time period.
That might have been against Mark Rippon, though, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So anyway, let's move away from football.
Clearly,
what the fuck we're talking about?
Clearly, we're not fucking historians there.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we're moving on now to season 15 of Royal Rumble 2002. And before we get to that, guys, check us out on Twitter at BottomLineCast and follow me, Mike Prue, on Twitter also at MPRU83. Go ahead and follow JV at John Van Damage. And if you have time and you've been enjoying the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast or whatever podcast app you listen on that provides a platform for you to leave a review. So please consider doing that for us. All right, so we're back at it. Last week we had a beer belly episode 110, and that led us to Royal Rumble. And now we're here. It's Royal Rumble. It's live. It's in Atlanta, Georgia. It's January 20th, 2002. And we're just going to give a quick little breakdown of the matches. Not a long one. We're just going to kind of run right through here and take a look at what was going on in the WWE, or WWF at this point, and what matches they had on the undercard. So the opening match was the Dudley Boys going for the tag team titles against Spike Dudley and Taz. So what we have in this match here is, it was pretty shocking. You thought the Dudley Boys maybe win these titles back, but Taz hangs on to the titles with Spike Dudley. And the match ends when Taz applies the Taz mission onto Devon. And they retained the titles. So that's the opener. And I guess that's a good opener. You know, when you can start a show with the Dudleys coming out and Stacy Keibler with them, then that's going to pop the crowd right away. That's it. That's all they needed. And then to see Spike do crazy shit. And then actually a time where Taz doesn't get shit on. He actually gets to have a title, retain the title with his Taz mission, the Katahajname. You know, so great spot there, and nice little opener. And then that leads into the IC title match, and you get Edge against William Regal. And so Edge is the IC champion at this point. And the match finish goes like this. Edge attempts a spear, but William Regal's going to push the referee, and the referee takes the move. So he's down. Regal takes out a pair of brass knuckles, of course, those special brass knuckles that were given to him by Mr. McMahon. He nails Edge with them. The referee gets up at this point and makes the 3 count. And William Regal wins the IC title. Now, I remember during this time, William Regal as the IC champion. And it seemed like he would go on to be the champion multiple times. I felt like he was always the IC champion for a while at some points. So here he is winning it against Edge. And then you get another title match. So you got back-to-back, you know, back-to-back.
Which is big
back
because
back.
Edge is, you know.
Yeah, he's
trending
upwards. Yeah, he's trending upwards as a singles at this point. Christian has split off to try to do his own thing, which has pretty much been a failure at this point. And he's just about to be put right back into a tag team as the, I think it's the un-Americans or something like that. But like it's the Canadian tag team with Lance Storm. But anyway, Edge is on to bigger and better things, and Christian's going to go right back to the tag team scene without his good partner. So, sucks for him. But then we got in the third match, another title match, so we had the tag titles on the line, then you get the IC title, and now you get the most coveted title of them all. You got the women's championship title, and you have Trish Stratus going up against Jazz. Bum, bum, So, well, you know, there's not much to say here. I did read some of the Wrestling Observer, just to kind of like refresh my memory in some of these matches. I did watch the show about a week ago, and it's kind of lackluster. So the tag team title match, nothing special. Like I said, just a nice opening to get the crowd going. Edge William Regal is decent. Nice little surprise with Regal winning the title there. But then this women's match, on paper, it doesn't seem like anything special, but Trish kind of breaks out as being, you know, a legit women's wrestler here in this match with Jazz, who's actually a decent wrestler, too. But nothing appealing, which is good to see, too. Like, now they're not just trying to go like, oh, here's this big tit girl against this big tit girl. Yeah. It's like,
oh, now you want tits? We gotcha!
Nope, you're getting a wrestler! Yeah.
Everybody gets tits. It's like an Oprah meme. Everyone's getting titties, and it's just women's wrestling. And
yeah, you're just getting wrestling. You're getting wrestling. You're getting wrestling.
Yeah, this time of year.
So, in this match, you have Trish Stratus block attack in the corner. In the finish here, she's going to deliver a bulldog to get the win, and she's going to retain the women's title in what is considered to be a decent women's match at the time. And then we get to the two big matches that lead into the Royal Rumble. And this match was fun. This match is worth going back to watch. This is the street fight between Ric Flair and Vince McMahon. So they're going at it like crazy. Flair gives knife edges, of course. McMahon's going to get his weapons and start to beat the fuck out of Ric Flair with a bunch of weapons. McMahon obviously is wearing his little wife beater type thing going on, showing off how jacked he is. And it's funny dynamic because Ric Flair is like the greatest wrestler of all time. But then you have Vince McMahon strutting around like he's better than him because he's bigger than him.
Yeah,
no. He's more jacked. He's like, yeah, I'm better because I'm jacked. I look like a wrestler.
I could fuck you up in real life, right, guy?
Yeah. I bet Ric Flair would still fuck him up in
real life. Oh, yeah. But yeah. Don't tell Vince that.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Right. Vince would probably fucking lose his mind. And what they say about Vince from all these podcasts that I listen to, Vince is like, never give up type attitude. Like, if he's in a fight, he's going to fucking die in the fight.
Oh, I believe
he won't give up.
Yeah, not a guy to want to fight. Like, just look how he runs his business and everything. He's fucking
cutthroat, right?
Yeah, he's cutthroat. He's hardcore.
So in this match, towards the finish, you get McMahon applying the figure four to Ric Flair. Ric Flair reverses it. McMahon reaches for the ropes. He goes outside of the ring. Flair goes out there, hits McMahon with a low blow. Nails him with the TV monitor. Nails him with the lead pipe, just like McMahon nailed him with the lead pipe. Flair forces McMahon to submit to the figure four, and he actually wins the match. And there's no crazy shit going on. There's, you know, you don't have other people running down to change, you know, the flow of the match. It's just Flair wins. Nice finish. No hanky panky. Just Ric Flair gets the figure four on. McMahon submits. So, pretty cool. There was no stipulations to this match. You know, they didn't try to do anything like, oh, whoever wins gets full control of the WWF. You would think they would do that, but they just kept it as, basically, it's a grudge. It's the two owners saying, fuck, we're not getting along, let's fight. And that's all it was, and Ric Flair came out the victor there. So, good shit. And that match, and then the match, probably of the night, is Chris Jericho versus The Rock. The Undisputed WWF Championship. And this is another match. I would say go back and watch the last two matches prior to the Royal Rumble, and you're going to have yourself a nice little viewing, and then lead right into the Royal Rumble. So here in this match, you get Chris Jericho. He's going to retain. He's going to retain the title. You know, and as we were leading up to this, I was thinking, oh, The Rock's going to win, right? And then you go to WrestleMania, but then I realized, oh, shit, no, that's not happening at WrestleMania. It's Rock versus Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
So Chris Jericho, he's going to hang on. He's going to be the champ all the way to WrestleMania. So, man, they put a rocket on him, and they really had trust in Jericho at this point to be the man going into a WrestleMania. And it's fucking awesome. So here he is now. He just won at Vengeance. He's at Royal Rumble. He's going up against the Great One. And he's going to win this match. He's going to win this match with some drama. So let me just go through some of that right now. All right, so you get some exchanges with the Rock Bottoms. The Rock's going to go for the Rock Bottom. Jericho's going to reverse, go for a Rock Bottom of him, of his own. Jericho even attempts the People's Elbow. And again, reminder, everybody, this is the time where almost every single main event match, you had opponents using each other's finishes.
Yep. It's just that phase.
Right. It's just the way it was in late 2001, early 2002. The Rock avoids the People's Elbow and throws Jericho out of the ring. Jericho tries to hit the Rock Bottom through the Spanish announce table, of course, but the Rock counters that and executes the Rock Bottom through the English announce table. So you go from one table, he counters and slams him through the other table. So that's a cool spot. Jericho then counters again and gets the Walls of Jericho on the Rock once they get back in the ring. So we get back in, you get Jericho Walls of Jericho on, Rock gets to the ropes. And then he rolls up Jericho for a near fall. He gets a two count. And just moments later, The Rock is going to accidentally hit the ref. So this is when things get kind of shady. Jericho hits The Rock with the WWF title. So the ref is down. The ref is, of course, our man, Earl Hebner. So Jericho then is going to call for another ref. And who's he going to call? He's going to call a heel ref. He's going to call Nick Patrick. So Nick Patrick comes out there, and he's going to be the referee now. The Rock hits a DDT on Chris Jericho, covers The Rock, but what does Nick Patrick do? He doesn't make the cover. He refuses to count the pinfall. So The Rock then attacks Nick Patrick, nails him with the Rock Bottom, and then hits the Spine Buster and the People's Elbow on Jericho. Just as The Rock is trying to revive Earl Hebner, get him up, get the pin, Jericho takes advantage of the situation, comes behind The Rock and hits him with a low blow. And then there's an exposed turnbuckle. And Jericho slams The Rock into that exposed turnbuckle. Hebner is still doing the thing where he's all dazed. Oh, I'm woozy. I can't see. But I'm up. I'm up just enough to make a pinfall if you need me. But I can't see what's going on in the ring. So The Rock gets nailed in the turnbuckle, and then Jericho is going to roll up The Rock, and he uses the rope for extra leverage, and then poor sap Earl Hebner, not looking at anyone's shoulders, just looking, oh, there's a body there, and there's another body on top of him. I'm going to count.
I'm counting.
One, two, three, Jericho retains the world championship, and that sets the stage for the Royal Rumble. Jericho's the champion, so at this point, our thought as a viewer is Jericho is going to WrestleMania in the main event as the champion, and the winner of this match will be facing Chris Jericho. Good shit. And based on, you know, what we left off with last week on last week's episode, a beer belly. Well, I said a beer belly. It was basically who's who of who could possibly win this match. There's so many stars in the match that could potentially win and go face Chris Jericho for the championship. Obviously, you have Stone Cold. You have The Undertaker. You have Kurt Angle. Triple H. So those are the main four right there, right? And that's what we said last week, right? Those are the main four that would be gunning for this spot, right? Or be in contention. If you're watching the pay-per-view, this is a great pay-per-view to watch. This is a great Rumble to watch. And we don't often have those where it's like, wow, it could be any of those four guys. A lot of times it's just, oh, it's that one guy. Or maybe two guys. And that's it. Except for that year where they had fucking Batista.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? I didn't think of him at all. I know he's back, but he shouldn't be winning.
No, Blue Tista, right?
Or Alberto Del Rio, too, that year. That he won.
Was that when he was Blue Tista?
What's the Blue Tista reference? I don't remember that.
When he came out all in blue. He had the blue tights, blue boots.
Oh, and did he?
Like, oh, it's Blue Tista.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, because it was when he came back, right? When he won?
Yeah, when he came back. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then he ended up wrestling Daniel Bryan and Reigns.
Daniel Bryan and Triple H, I think.
Or triple, yeah, whatever it was. The big Daniel Bryan triple threat.
Right. My modern knowledge is like falls apart. Like I watch it, and then the next day, like, oh, what was the main event?
What was that?
Don't give a fuck. So anyway, that sets us up for the Royal Rumble, and we're going to get right into that in just a moment. We're going to take a little pause here so you can listen to Alex Dorio and Travis White talk about their podcast, Talking Taker, and then we'll be right back. And then if you want to watch along with us, we'll get you synced up with the cock, and we'll watch along and provide live commentary to the Royal Rumble. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bottom Line Wrestling Cast. This is Alex Dorio.
And this is Travis White.
And we are the co-hosts of the Talking Taker podcast. You have heard us advertised by Mike and JV on the show every single week. And now that we have come to the end of our encyclopedic exploration, digging up the dead man after 187 episodes, 3.5 years, we just want to send a big, big thank you to Mike and JV and to all of you guys for listening and supporting the show after all this time.
Yeah, we thank you guys so much. Thanks for the support from Mike and JV and all of their fans. And as always, take her easy.
We're back now for the Royal Rumble 2002, and as we were just leading into this, you were listening to the old Royal Rumble music that would have been playing 10 years prior in 1992, so I know it has nothing to do with 2002, but I don't give a fuck. That's Royal Rumble to me, that music. So we play it every single time we talk about the Royal Rumble or have a Rumble watch-along type episode, so that just gets me in the mood, and I hope it got you in the mood for this Royal Rumble match. And we're going to get you guys set up on Peacock if you want to watch along. You don't need to watch along. JV and I provide live commentary. We get the audio in the background, so you get a sense of what's going on. So don't feel like you need to pause us now and wait. Oh, I got to wait until I can sit home and watch this. No, you don't need to. But if you want to, you have that option. All right, so if you're on Peacock, this is like a pain in the ass figure out where everything is, but JV,
the worst.
How'd you find it? You know, I don't remember exactly, because
I scrolled all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, scroll down.
Like,
it's like
all events or something.
Yeah, pay-per-view events or something like that, and it's just all out of order. And you just gotta scroll until you find the Royal Rumble, and then it'll say like 30 something seasons of it. So click on that. Scroll down to season 15. That'll be Royal Rumble 2002. And that's where we're at. So click on that. If you have ad-free, then it'll be easier for you. If not, you're going to have to watch an ad or so. But what you want to do is try to fast forward. It'll scroll right through if you're on a computer. If you're on a TV, then it's going to be a little bit more difficult. You're going to have to hold fast forward for a bit. But, yeah, and that's another thing that sucks about Peacock is that you don't even have the timestamps to just click to different matches. You have to fucking fast forward through the shit and pay attention to what's going on. Like, oh, I don't want to see this match. Let me fast forward through this. Pain in the ass. So anyway, we got the timestamp for you. Fast forward to 1 hour, 29 minutes, 15 seconds. So we're going to go to duration to the end of the show here, which is nearly an hour and 15 minutes or so. So get yourself situated there. As always, I'll give a countdown, 3, 2, 1, then say play. When I say play, that's when JV and I will click play. And if you're watching along, click play at that point also. Okay, if you're at that point of 129.15, then they've just shown the video package of the Royal Rumble. And Howard Finkel is in the ring. We get a crowd shot. And very prominent is the sign, some Jew guy. You got that there. And then you got a girl right in the center there that looks like...
Scarlett Johansson?
She might be sporting something there.
Oh, the girl in the white.
Yeah, in the white. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson. Where's Scarlett Johansson?
The redhead girl looking down at her phone. Well, probably not a phone because there's no cell phones.
Well, there are cell phones. There's a little shitty ones.
Yeah.
Well, Nokia's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I had one.
Yeah, 2002.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. 2002, text messaging was really first starting at that point, I think. Mm-hmm. 2002. But you had to hit, like, one key multiple times to get the letter you wanted. Remember that shit?
Yeah. Like, 3 times on 5 give you, like, an H.
Right. Oh, man, the shit kids don't know today.
You just memorized it eventually. You're just
like, yeah, I was like, bum, 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 bum. Yep, exactly. All right, so that's what's going on here if you are at the right timestamp. JV, you're situated, you're ready to go.
I'm ready.
Oh, it looks like, actually, one more little comment about the pause screen here. Looks like we got badass Billy Gunn in the yellow t-shirt.
With the Yankees hat on?
Yeah, is it a Yankees hat? He's got some hat on. Guy's pretty jacked. He's got wristbands on.
Thought it was Rob Van Winkle.
He's got a gold chain. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what you should see, and we'll get started right now. I'll give the countdown. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
Think.
The Fink. Now time for the Royal Rumble. Nothing like a Rumble starting with Fink. And given the rules, too. So the rules are somebody's coming down every 2 minutes. Not a minute and a half, not a minute. Like back in 1995. Trying to find the volume option on the Peacock. It's all the way in the top right.
Yeah, it's stupid loud.
So I had to drop that volume down.
I lowered my headset at first. I was like, oh, shit, that means I can't hit Prue either.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Number one contestant, Rikishi. This is a good contestant to bring out because his music's badass.
Yeah.
And I don't think they play the music for everyone's entrance yet. Maybe they do.
He's got time to dance if he wants to.
Well, you're right. Exactly. He has time to get in there, shake his ass, show us what he's working with, watch himself. You know how I was going with.
Yep. Chicken.
Looks like the fire of Ion.
Who was that? Silk the Shocker?
Mystical.
Oh, take Mystical. That ass.
Yeah. Watch it.
They were in the same clan, right?
Mystical was... Well, Mystical did both, I think. Mystical was...
No Limit?
I think he started out No Limit. And then he ended up... what did he end up? Did he end up Def Jam? Definitely No Limit. Then maybe he became... What was the other one? With Juvenile.
Cash Money.
Cash Money.
Cash yeah. Money Millionaire.
I think Mystical is Cash Money.
I love Cash Money.
Cash Money.
You a big Jesus. Fucking tank. Thinking of gold. It's Gold
yeah.
Dust.
Yeah, it's Gold Dust number two.
That's fucking segue.
Gold Dust is a paper Jesus. Get money on it. <huh? laughs> Making something out of nothing. But Goldust is back, and he's lean and mean and trimmed, and he's back in the Goldust character. Not any of those shit-ass characters that he was. Like Baby Dust. When Austin tossed his ass in the porta potty. Remember that?
What was he as...
Baby New Year?
In WCW.
Seven.
Yeah.
That's right. That would have already happened at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I forgot that. Yeah. He was like powder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cowboy powder.
It's freaking awful. I gotta Google that now so I can remember what it looked like.
It looked like shit, man.
Seven.
That's the one thing I like about this Royal Rumble is the return of so many people from the past.
It's like Broke Hellraiser.
The Broke Hellraiser. Yeah, the outfit looks like a Hellraiser outfit.
Yeah. So bad. Oh, there's a vignette. I'm saving that, but I'll watch it later.
Oh shit! Is it a vignette or is it a promo?
It's a vignette. There's a little boy and he's got his hand against the window and Seven's on the other side.
Oh,
that's the thumbnail at least. But there he is.
Yeah, Gold look at Dust. Him.
Still wrestling.
Right. Nearly 21 years later.
Now, let's count how many guys.
It's funny. 2002. Funny. This is like the return of Gold Dust. And then 20 years later, he's returning again. This guy won't quit. So here we go. We got Goldust, Rikishi.
So we're almost 20 years later. Who on this card is still wrestling? You got Jericho.
Edge. From the card that we talked about before?
Yeah.
Previously? All right, yeah, so let's run through that real quick. All right, Spike Dudley's a coach. Taz is on TV.
Wrestling. I don't care about wrestlers.
Only actively wrestling. Actively wrestling. All right. So not Bubba Ray, not D-Von, not Regal, Edges.
Yep.
Jericho.
Yep.
And then there's the Royal Rumble match. So
Goldust. So three.
So we got three right now.
Get him, Rikishi.
And we'll keep the count going as the guys come out. So that's our gimmick for this episode. Who's still wrestling? 20 years later. Alright, so you got Rikishi who likes to put his ass in people's faces, and then you got Goldust who likes to nail people in the balls. So, good way to start the Rumble. I hate this Royal Rumble logo that they have.
Oh, it's terrible.
Even today, it's even worse today because now the letters are just plain white letters with a red line in between the logo, in between
WWE
Royal and Rumble.
Overall, has
everything
lost
sucked.
Creativity.
Right. There is no creativity.
There's no
it's
artistry
plain.
Or creativity to anything they do anymore.
Yeah, and it's probably some dumb fucking young
All knows
guys
I'm glad
working
my brother
there.
Chatted about that Blood and Guts fucking War Game style match that was on last night.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't realize it was on. That was fucking great.
Oh, it was? I tried to stay up, but I ended up not staying up long enough to watch the match.
Oh, dude, you'll love it. It reminds me of, like, old WCW shit. It felt
yeah,
like
I saw the cage, and it looked cool.
This guy's not wrestling anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, yep. Not wrestling.
Oh, he passed away.
Not living. Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's another game you can play with Royal Rumbles is who's alive.
Yeah, we'll do that next year.
So here's Boss Man. He's back. He's got his SWAT team gear. And we
the
just
get, before the shield.
I mean, and think of the guys that are in this ring. Here it is, 2002, and every one of these guys started in the 80s. You know, Dustin in 89, Boss Man, is Big Bubba Rogers in the late, you know, around like 85, 86. Rikishi was around 88, 89. The Samoan SWAT team, WCW, with Paulie. And then became a head shrinker in WWF, of course.
Yep.
So these are long-time guys already. No fresh talent in the ring.
But it really did. The Shield really stole Boss Man's gear.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe Vince McMahon is into the SWAT gear.
Yeah.
Look cool for Boss Man. He was my boy. He was my go-to. If Vince McMahon was a character, like a main character, during the time of the Shield would have been his bodyguards.
Yeah.
Boss Man is the father of the Shield.
Yeah. Founding father.
Revisionist history. Boss Man is the founding father of the Shield.
We just booked it.
They're going to retroactively add that into documentaries. In the he had an organization known as the Shield. And it wouldn't come to fruition for years later.
Yeah, he was like, fucking, you know, he didn't want to be on the force anymore as the big boss man. So he became the big SWAT man.
All right, Bradshaw, so here's Bradshaw.
Roman Reigns here.
Oh, yeah, speaking of the Shield, he's doing the long black hair, wet hair thing. You know, the wrestling thing.
Pour some Poland Springs water on my fucking hair. No, you know. What a fucking
It was funny. One time I was watching wrestling with Alex, my wife, and she's like, why does everybody get out there like they just got out of the shower? I was like, ah, oh, they want to look cool, I guess.
Dude, watching wrestling with people that don't watch wrestling, they make you realize, they kind of make you second guess watching wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get a stink face. Oh. Rikishi to Boss Man. Right, so somebody watching wrestling for the first time seeing this would be like, what the fuck is going yeah. on?
Oh, I love watching wrestling when Jess's dad's here. Like my in-law. Oh, yep. My God. He cannot handle it. He just bitches the whole time. But how, quote, fake it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's the go-to. So fake. It's so fake. Oh,
but then
shit.
You get gold comments like your wife made.
Oh, Boss Man's out. Yeah. Right. But she comes up with a lot of those. I'm going to start keeping a log.
Yeah, you write a book. Yeah. Like, why is the M only orange in the
logo? No, that's... That's what I meant to bring up when I first started talking about the logo. Is that what the fuck is up with the M? Just the M. Is there any significance to the M being just yellow in Royal Rumble? What
it's like,
is
it's like
that?
Something you'd see on like a fucking Gatorade bottle. It's the mango
it's
Gatorade.
Nonsensical. It's yeah, just
stupid.
It's like, what is it? Like having a gold tooth? That's what it looks like. All the other letters are good, nice teeth, and then you got the gold tooth. Oh, Mr. Personality, Lance Storm, slided into the ring. He's no longer wrestling, but he is a good follow on Twitter. With some good insights. I often run across his tweets. If I can be serious for a moment. Okay, so what we're in store for, guys, this is one of the longer Royal Rumbles in the history of the Royal Rumble at this point, up to 2002. I'm sure it's gotten much longer, especially, you know, there was the 40-man, of course, and then you had the fucking greatest Royal Rumble. But for this time period, this was a long one. And the good thing about Royal Rumbles, they're fast-paced because you're always anticipating something else. So you never get bored with the Royal Rumble.
Who's next?
Right, right. It's always who's next. That's what they should have used for like Goldberg making his debut. Who's next in the Rumble? Who's next? Who's next? Oh, it's Goldberg.
Yeah. No
who's
shit.
Next? Some shit like that. Hey, fuck! I could be wrong. Maybe in 2004 they do that.
They probably remember. Did. I'd be shocked if they didn't. Not shocked in 2021 because they have no creativity.
Right.
They still had some creative bone and go for it.
Oh, just common sense. We got to use that. All right, we got the countdown. Looks like a bullet, like a gun
yeah,
holster.
Like a revolver.
Yeah, a revolver, rather. It's counting down to one. Here we go. Next up. Oh, what does everybody want?
He's not wrestling.
Everybody wants head. Yeah, Al Snow not wrestling. It makes sense. Most people aren't going to be wrestling, so I don't think we're going to find many more. I think we may as well just play the death game.
I think we're done.
Yeah. I'm going to scroll through the list right now.
Oh, clothesline from hell.
And just see if there happens to be anybody.
Well, keep it a surprise for me.
I'd
be disappointed.
It's kind of maybe two. Actually, no. Maybe one.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And I think most of these people are still alive, too.
We want head chant in the crowd. That was a popular.
Oh, yeah. What does everybody want? Goldust stumbling and bumbling around there. Only had the boss man eliminated at this point. Boss man gone. We lose Storm yet? Nope, Storm's in there still.
It's like the stripes on his pants are like strips of duct tape.
Who?
Lance Storm.
Oh, it does look like that, yeah. I can see him being cheap like that. Let me just get some duct tape and make my own design.
No one wants to make it for me.
I don't want to put these lady seamstresses through this. I'll do it myself. I'm a good guy. Man, that was quick. I don't think these are 2 minutes.
No fucking way.
They're just sending these fuckers out there.
Billy and Chuck.
Billy. Which one is it? Chuck or Billy?
It's Billy.
It's Billy. All right, it's Billy. Now, watching this, there's one nice touch I like about the modern Royal Rumbles is that when they have the countdown, they actually put the number of who's coming out. Like, if you're number 10.
This is entrant number, yeah.
Right. It'll show the 10. And then even put the name, too, with the number. I do like that touch that they've added. Because in the past, yeah, they like keep track. Oh, there's been 10. And then by the time you get to the end, and it's the last one, if you weren't keeping track, you're fucking pissed at the end.
Yeah, you're waiting for Michael Cole to tell you. That was the last guy.
Right, you're waiting for like a nice big surprise, and it's like, oh, that was 30, it was fucking doink, something, you
fucking
know.
Junkyard dog.
Some bullshit, and you're like,
not junk.
Oh.
Hillbilly Jim.
Well, they wouldn't have been no Royal Rumbles, but well, maybe 89, one of them could have been in that. I don't think so. But you know what I mean. Just some fucking random last number guy. Ludwig Borga, 30.
Ludwig Borga.
All right, so Storm is out of there. Currently have 5 guys in the ring. We got Al Snow going at it with Rikishi. Bradshaw's trying to drop off Goldust. Oh! Billy
gets
Gunn.
Bradshaw.
Yeah, Billy Gunn gets Bradshaw out as Bradshaw is trying to get Goldust out of the ring. Bradshaw's pissed off. Teddy Long has to deal with his ass. I like when they have the referees outside the ring watching everything that's going on.
Yeah, control order.
Right, like, get the hell out of here. No, because recently they didn't, you know, the modern Royal Rumbles, they don't do that as often because that allows for, well, actually, maybe I could be wrong, but...
A replay card?
Sometimes... Oh, wow, shit, it's The Undertaker already.
Wow.
Woo, things got... Oh, he's going to be tossing people out of there any minute. But what I was going to get to is... You know, you always get the problem of somebody just trying to roll out of the match and just hang out and stay in the match, but not be in the ring. We have people come out and just never get into the ring. When you have the referees out there, I've seen in some Royal Rumbles where they're like, no, you got to get in. You got
to
get back
in the
ring.
There should be a time limit that you have to get in the ring.
Well, definitely. Right. If you don't get back in the ring in 10 seconds, you should be out. I've always said that. His Taker going nuts.
Oh, yeah, he's going to clear it. I think you called it.
Yeah, he's got
probably 2 or 3 people get eliminated here.
Yeah, he's got to toss some people out. Looks like Goldust going out.
Boom. I fucking chokeslammed him.
Chokeslammed Goldust out of the ring. See ya.
Hey, Dustin, you mind if I choke slam you outside the rink?
Yeah, sure. Sure, Mark.
Undertaker in his Weekend Warrior gear. That's how I'm referring to Taker at this time. He's a Weekend Warrior. He's a biker, but he's a businessman during the week. And on the weekends, he gets his biker gear on, gets his bike out.
Cosplays as a biker.
Yeah. It's all in the haircut. He looks too clean cut with that haircut. Either you shave your head or you got long hair. Yep, hey, everyone's out. I guess you could say, all right, he looks a little badass, I guess, because he's got long sideburns in his goatee. And he's the fucking Undertaker, so he looks badass anyway. But that show here, it looks like he just put a suit on and the Fortune 500 company CEO. All right, who's waiting? Who's he waiting for? I love when people have to wait for the contestant to come down. All right, it's one of the Hardys.
Which one? Matt.
All right, so Matt Hardy is number 9. Number 9, Matt Hardy. I like when they do that, too, when everyone gets cleared out. It's like a reset to the match.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Breaks it up. It's like, all right, here's round 2 of the Royal Rumble.
Comes the next wave of people.
Exactly.
Lita.
Lita getting in there. The no, she's not in the match. She's just fucking around. Getting beat up. Taker got her by the throat.
Ooh.
Oh! Kick to the nuts.
The way he jumped with his legs together.
That was a good sell, yeah.
Swinging neck breaker.
Yeah, swinging neck breaker. Twist of fate, if you will. Now they're beating the fuck out of The Undertaker. Now they had some heat going on at this time between each other, the Hardy Boys and The Undertaker.
Undertaker?
Yeah, because Undertaker was being shitty to Lita.
Oh.
So Matt Hardy took offense to it. Also, The Undertaker at this time has a feud with Maven. Fucking Maven. What a sport The Undertaker is. He's putting over Maven. He's working with Maven. Team player. Matt Hardy putting it to The Undertaker here. Now, you can't really buy this. Well, a low blow, I guess, can get the best of you. Lita kicked him in the junk. Now Matt Hardy's taking advantage. Nope, Taker's fighting back. Matt Hardy could be getting some help here. He needs it. Who's it going to be? Oh,
the other Hardy.
Hey, it's that same music again. And here comes Jeff with his baseball hat on.
My favorite Hardy.
Yep.
Is Matt Hardy anyone's favorite Hardy?
Not at the time. I don't think anyone said Matt Hardy was their favorite at the time.
Ever.
If they do, they're lying. Because now they're doing their revisionist thought. But then I love Matt Hardy. Yeah.
More than Jeff? No fucking more than Jeff, nobody likes no. Matt Hardy more than Jeff Hardy.
Nobody liked Marty Jannetty more than Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, yeah. My brother did. That's a fact.
No, the only reason why is because you like Shawn Michaels. That's what.
No, I didn't like Shawn Michaels.
Oh, really?
No, I thought it was Shawn Michaels guy. No, but it wasn't. I think my brother just liked the name Marty Jannetty.
Oh,
I swear. So, ask Rob. My brother was a Marty Jannetty guy.
Sometimes that could be it. It's just, oh, I like the name.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's a bad wrestler.
I mean, if you ask him now, he's probably like Shawn Michaels.
Right. But I was thinking, it's like one of those things like where you're siblings and there's two characters. You both have to pick one. You know, yeah. And one, like, my daughters right now, they're into Mario. So there's Mario and Luigi. Well, one's got to like Mario. The other's, why I like Luigi then? Like,
yeah.
And, like, Oh, like not even really, but they gotta live it up. They'd be like, no, Luigi's better than Mario, because that's mine. But in the back of their mind, they know it's not. Hey, my house has been overrun by fucking Mario World shit. Oh, Jeff Hardy's out of here.
Oof.
And now Matt Hardy just got clotheslined by The Undertaker. Oh, we're going for a last ride here. Oh, this is a big one. Boom! And the camera's flashing. I miss that in wrestling shows. Obviously, we haven't had crowds at all, but, you know, just in the past years since there's been no fucking bold photography, we haven't seen that. And it's so cool to see back then in the 90s, the 80s, early 2000s to see camera flashbulbs going off. It just shows you that this is exciting. People wanted to get an image of it.
Oh, Maven.
Here's Maven, The Rock Jr. Baby Rock.
Baby Rock.
And The Undertaker's calling him in. Let's go, man. Boom, boot to the face. Maven wearing karate pants. Doesn't have real wrestling gear yet. Lita, get the fuck out of here. Undertaker just grabs her by the face, pushes her down. Hey, Matt Hardy, you're eliminated. What's their problem? Little bitches. They got their asses fucked up, and now they're being little bitches. Yeah, what's the referees doing? Nothing. Jimmy Calderas standing around like a fuck. Not doing anything. Even gets to lay down, recover. Oh my god, Jeff Hardy got whipped the hell out of there. Right across the mat and out of the ring. Oh, that sets up Maven to drop kick the Undertaker from behind.
I remember this.
Out of the ring.
That's going to be one of the most shocking moments in Rumble history.
Yeah, remember last week you're saying, oh, Undertaker's going to be one of the guys. You know, he's being quiet, he's not saying much.
Yep.
He could be one of the guys in the very end.
And so they have him look strong, eliminate a bunch of people, and then put the new guy over.
Yep, put Maven over. But they also did a good job with having the Hardys be a major distraction to him. And now the Undertaker's getting back in as a sore loser. Maven, you better run the fuck away. Woo, Undertaker is out of here. And I'm pretty sure there's been more than 2 minutes go by. This is like a 4 minute. Wow. What inconsistency between entrants. And it's really been like 4 minutes since Jeff Hardy, since Maven came out. Oh my god. What a chair shot. JV, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Fucking brutal chair shot. No, I just didn't hear you. Wow. Cameraman tossed down. Cameraman's pissed. So what the fuck?
The refs. Tim White's like...
Ref's doing jack shit. Ref's doing fuck all, if you will.
These guys don't have a match at Mania, do they?
No. No way. Don't tell me that.
I forget what happens with Maven.
Pretty much nothing happens with
Maven. Yeah, outside of, you know.
But maybe, shit, am I wrong? Is there a Mania match?
Here we go. I can't.
No, there's no Mania match for Maven, no.
Scotty too hotty.
That's not part of the streak. Undertaker beating Maven. Maybe at the next pay-per-view, No Way Out. Oh, God. Scotty too hotty. It's awesome. He's just spinning around, dancing. Undertaker goes up to him, nails him right in the middle of the aisle. And Undertaker goes right back after Maven. Hey, they've done it in the past. Oh, there it is. Undertaker throws Maven over the top rope. But in the past, people that have been eliminated have been able to eliminate legal people in the ring. So it looks like, for all intents and purposes, even if Maven wasn't legally out, he is out now.
He's out now.
They're into
Let
the crowd.
Let there be no doubt.
Yeah, I do remember this now. Sure, this is where they go all over the place, and they fight in the concession stands and shit throughout the match. And so while The Undertaker is eliminated from the match, he still gets highlighted throughout it by beating the fuck out of Maven.
From his own yard. Well, they have been playing that card, so.
Yeah, my yard. Well, he has the shirt now, too. My yard. So Undertaker's just beating him up to the upper level. And we should have a countdown coming here. It's been more than 2 minutes. All right, and they're in the concession stand area. And they're in, like, a legit concession stand area. There's real workers there. There's food. Oh, the buzzer just went off. It's Christian. At last, you're on your own. Not for long, because you couldn't do much on your own. Although he does have a title, I think. Oh, right through the popcorn machine. Everyone up there is like, yeah, Maven sucks.
Look, I touched him. That guy just spilled his fucking
spilled
soda
his whole beer. Yeah, beer or soda just spilled all over Maven's face.
I hope it's beer.
Look at all these people, like, sticky. These people have to be actually held back. They're that nuts that they want to just, like, jump on Maven and The Undertaker. I mean, if anybody got near The Undertaker, Undertaker would fuck him up. Look at these people. Everyone's baggy 90s jeans and khakis. Nothing fits. Yeah, so Christian's out there on his own. He's happy. Scotty Too Hotty's in the aisle still. Christian's got his European Championship. And he's going to do the old Stone Cold thing. He's going to get on the rope and wait for his opponent.
His fishnet shirt.
Yeah. His Hot Topic shirt. All right, Scotty gets in. Hope Scotty just eliminates Christian right away. All right, so we have 13 entrants at this point.
Ooh, nice move there.
Oh, Christian wrestled recently. So he counts.
True.
He had a match, and then he went to AEW, and he hasn't had a match there. Well, maybe he did. I don't think he did, though. All right, who's next?
DDP.
I wonder at this time if people thought Goldberg was going to debut at this Rumble, being that it's in Atlanta. That's his hometown.
Possibly. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. He's got to have a concussion. He's
lost a lot of blood. I think we can write. Yeah, some disappointed people. When you have people like.
Well, that's what the Hurricane come out. I'm guilty of it. You watch a Rumble, you want somebody, and they don't show
right.
up, and then boom.
Then you get negative about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's DDP. DDP, Christian, and Scotty Too Hotty. In the ring. So we're in what we would call a lull period of the match. We're nearly halfway through the contestants. DDP being number 14. Woo! Diamond Cutter. Get the bang from DDP. And Scotty goes at it on DDP. Tossed into the ropes. Nice kick from Scotty. Sends DDP out of the ring, but only through the ropes, though. Paige is still alive in this contest. Look at Scotty. Gotta give it to the worm. Looks like he's
yeah, that's the face
pants.
He makes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yep. Here it is.
Crowd's about to get fucking
lit. Oh, yeah. You gotta give the crowd these spots. That one guy's just pegging fingers in the crowd. Bam. Oh, Scotty's going out. Scotty's gone. That's all he needed to do. He just needed to do his worm spot and then get tossed out. That's all the crowd wanted. All right, another countdown. 2-1. Here we go. Who is it? Oh, another. It's Chuck.
Chuck.
I hate when they stack the Rumble with tag teams. You know none of the tag team guys are going to win.
No. When the fuck has a tag team guy ever won while in a tag team?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Little shit like that, we could book for WWE, man.
They're just trying to fill the match. They don't give a fuck. I mean, some people make sense because it's good spots. Like, you know, Scotty, pretty much a tag team guy. You know he's not going to win, but he's there to do his worm.
Yeah, do his spot.
I guess that's the bad thing about saying the Royal Rumble has stakes. The Royal Rumble is, you know, the winner is going to WrestleMania. Just you get to immediately eliminate so many of the wrestlers. Like, oh, they're not going to WrestleMania for a title match. They're out. Whereas in those first couple of years, there were no stakes. So it could have been anybody.
Yep.
Like, oh, we'll see who wins. Maybe.
That's a good point.
You know, maybe somebody wins and then they get a major push because they won the Royal Rumble. You know, it doesn't mean they need to go for the title, but hey, they won the Royal Rumble that year. They're a big deal now. But now it's just so obvious. You know, it has to be somebody that's going to be in the main event. I don't think I ever even thought of that view.
No.
Shit.
That's a hell of a view.
Yeah, it was nice to have stakes. They first did it with 92, of course, with the world title, and that was awesome. Because anybody can be the champion.
Themselves
right, now they're handcuffed.
Every year now.
Yeah, ever since 93 when Yokozuna won, it's been number one contender. And I think maybe one other time the champion was crowned. Oh, the Godfather's back.
He's
like back.
A surprise, yeah, right?
Yeah. They may have said he was coming back, but not positive. They did release a lot of vignettes of people coming back, like Mr. Perfect, Goldust. They likely did Godfather. These are not his typical hoes, though. They dress like they're going to English at 10 o'clock in their junior year of college. Maybe not quite, but they more so look like maybe mom's going out on the night.
Yeah.
Not strippers, just
going out dancing.
Mom's going out dancing. Yeah, they're just all grooving over there.
They're really going to beat this to death.
He's going to stay out there dancing until 2 minutes go by.
How does he get eliminated? He's going to get thrown right the fuck out.
You think he's out right away?
Big bastard.
You might be right. All right, so we missed two eliminations because they're showing. I wouldn't even call this a hoe train. It's fucking mom train. This is like a shitty version of Big Pimpin'. Big Pimpin' video. All right, DDP got tossed by Chuck and Christian. Now Papa Shango's coming down to the ring. For whatever reason, he looked like Papa Shango heading down there with that gear on. And most of his chest showing with his
Yeah, his
tattoos.
Yep. It's that same look. Yep. Kinda.
The fuck is this? Oh, it's Albert. I was like,
Albert.
Did we hear this music like 3 times? Rikishi, Scotty Duhati.
Lord Tensai.
Yeah, Lord, there he is. Albert. Jerry Lowell just called him Fat Albert. P-H-A-T. No, you're not fat. You're P-H-A-T fat. Stupid. JR's calling Chuck Palumbo Chucky with disdain in his voice.
Hands whip around, Chucky.
Aubrey Dewey Dembala. That's it.
Give me the... What is it? Give me the...
Give me the power I beg of you.
Yeah, give me the power I beg of you.
Not only is Chucky a fucking killer doll, he's a killer doll that knows voodoo.
Yeah, a voodoo killer.
How fucking stoned were they writing that character?
Oh, we're going to have this serial killer, but he knows voodoo, and he's going to put his body in a doll.
And the doll's going to remember how to do voodoo and get his body back into a little kid.
Yeah,
he could be a kid serial killer.
He has to get inside of a little boy in order to be brought back to life. Oh, man. Reminds me of an episode of It's Always Funny, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You ever watch that show?
I have.
There's an episode called The Night Man Cometh.
Yep.
And it's a play that Charlie creates. And it's all about, like, getting into the soul of a young boy. And it's just hilarious. Danny DeVito plays the troll. He's like, you gotta pay the toll. Get into the boy's hole. But he's supposed to be saying soul, but it always sounds like he's saying hole. Gotta pay the toll to get into the boy's hole. Oh, it's fucking hilarious. If you haven't watched It's Always Sunny, that's an episode to check out. Nightman Cometh. All right, now we got Perry Saturn in the ring, and he's got cow trunks on. What the fuck?
Yeah, what are you doing? Even Lawler just said something. What's up with his trunk?
Yeah, he said, "What's up with?" He said, "Gut milk." So it is that time, you know, 2001, 2002. I think that was still going on. Maybe that was more of a late 90s thing. 99, 98. Whatever. Jerry Lawler with an old pun there, possibly. Gut milk. Man. Look who's in the ring. Who's going to WrestleMania? Is it Chuck Palumbo, Perry Saturn, or Christian?
Who do you think gets eliminated first?
I'm going to say Saturn. Yeah, I'd go Saturn, too.
Maybe Saturn. In the crowd.
Oh, so yeah, must have been got milk still going on at this point.
Oof, nice.
Oh, no, not bad suplex.
Look how he kicks his own legs up as he drills him in.
Yeah. He's using so much strength and power to do it.
Nice touch.
Absolutely. And they're still in there. Get somebody else out there.
Yeah, I know. That was in
the
back.
That's what I would be yelling. Send out the next guy. Fuck it.
Someone's going to come in and throw these guys out. Kane.
Oh. That'd be awesome.
Oh!
Even better.
The man of the hour.
It's Stone Cold. It's our boy. Stone Cold.
It's
Stone
the
Cold.
Main character.
And he's got his 101 gold vest.
Ooh, I like the font on this lettering.
Hey, I just got a new figure in. It's the newest one. And that's the vest it came with.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, the SCSA 101. Nothing on the back on this one, because they won't put alcohol fueled. But the front is that same one he's wearing right here, 2002 Royal Rumble. Hey, and come to think of it, shit, the series that it is, it's the Elite Series, which is the general set that they have now. But it's the Royal Rumble, so they must have modeled this figure after the 2002 Royal Rumble.
No shit.
Shit, sweet. It just came in the other day. I had it pre-ordered.
House.
pre-ordered for 2 months.
2 months?
Saturn's gone. Yeah, they just got released, so I got it right away. Woo. Now he's looking at his watch. What time is it? Austin clears the ring, baby. And you, man, you called it. Someone's coming in to get these guys the fuck out of here.
It only seemed right.
Yep.
I mean, three schmucks.
Right, so what are we at?
In book, from a booking perspective.
Austin is number 19, so 10 guys ago they did the same thing. Undertaker cleared them out.
So what's he throwing these guys out twice?
Yeah. He's killing time. He's like, I'm going to keep throwing you suckers out. That's awesome. He's got to get his stunners in. He's got time to kill. Yeah, he's checking the time again.
I wonder who thought of this.
Man, we should have. Our episode title should have been A Time to Kill. Yeah. And Stone Cold's getting up there. Is he going to do? Yeah, Angle, look at throwback.
Or someone that comes out next.
Throwback to the 97 Rumble. He's checking his watch.
What? What?
That's awesome. Who's going to come into the ring with Austin now? It's either going to be another sap or somebody that is going to go head to head with him. Oh, the return of Val Venus.
Val Venus. He's a marijuana mongol now or something like that.
Yep. Ah, Val Venus, man.
He was cool.
I loved Val Venus.
Yeah, we did. We felt like he should have. We both agreed.
Right.
He probably deserved more.
Right. If he wasn't Val Venus, it's hard to break from the Val Venus. And while I like the Val Venus character, he got saddled with it and kind of, like I said, tough to break out of it. Just the name itself. Can't go on to be the world champion as Val Venus. Oh, hey, man, he looks fucking good here.
Yeah, you can't. Your name can't rhyme with penis.
Exactly. Well, if you didn't know what his name was and you just look at him, he looks like a star.
Yeah, and he cut good promos.
Yeah. Mudhole into Val Venus.
Crowd. What kind of fucking knockoff jersey does that guy have? It's that guy's like, he's like team restroom.
Where? Is it like
the guy in the front? He's got like a black hockey jersey on.
Is it an Insane Clown Posse?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Might be.
I never wanted to familiarize myself with their branding.
What is the name of the? It's like the
Juggalos.
Yeah, the listeners are called Juggalos. They're fans. But what's the character? The mascot thing? It's like a hatchet man or something like that?
I don't know. The guy. Oh, yeah, the little fucking.
Oh, no, I don't know what the fuck that jersey is.
No, I think I've expressed my thoughts on it.
Yeah, yeah. Sucks. Looks like. Quickly, it looked like one of those Muscle Men toys. Remember those things? Little pink toys, little wrestlers. Yeah. Those were awesome. When I was like six. I've seen them recently. It's like, they're not that
cool. They're not that cool.
It's test.
They seem like they'd be at dollar stores now or something.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. That's what they seem like. All right, test is working on Stone Cold.
He has the same pants as The Undertaker on. And Diesel.
Everyone has to wear black. Stone Cold's over wearing black. I'm going to wear black, too.
They all have black.
Everyone has black on. The ropes are black. The pads are black. The guardrail is black. Well, not rail anymore, but...
carbon.
Whatever the fuck it is called is black.
I like black.
The barrier. Oh, of course. Black is sleek. Nice.
Oof.
But when you're trying to have characters, where's the fucking color and the difference?
Yeah, yeah. Where's the contrast?
Right. Crowd has more character than the wrestlers.
Austin is in trouble. Oh.
Oh, no. Not anymore. Fighting right back.
Fucking that changed quick on cue.
Austin has to hang in there now until the good guys get into the match. The actual contenders. Wow, what a big boot to Venus.
Monster boot.
That looks good.
Clothesline. Bye, Val.
Bye. See ya.
Hit that stunner on his bitch. Get out.
Boom.
Nice sell, Test.
Yeah,
well
good.
Done.
Not bad. Now clothesline his ass out.
I hate when they just, like, stand up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you just fucking, like, fuck they either that. You either stun them into the ground and they you can't get up for, like, 6 hours.
Yeah, Test knows.
He, like, stuns them back into consciousness.
Yeah, he's not going to do anything to piss Austin off. He's trying to get a push.
Yeah.
And it's Austin. Tell me. Checking his watch. He's tapping it like, hey, is this working still? So I might as well say now this is Stone Cold's last Royal Rumble. This is our last coverage of Stone Cold in the Royal Rumble. Well, this is... It's been a good one so far. He's been kicking some ass. Was, oh, shit!
Oh,
now it's on. It's Triple H. It's time to play the game. Try to play the... Time to play the Royal game. Wow, Triple H is going to take 2 minutes to get out there, though. Triple H is the number 22 entrant. 22nd entrant. Getting close to the end. We have about 24 minutes or so left. Triple H just standing there. As we know, as we've said in the past couple episodes, he's the man. That's who they're going with. And it's pretty damn obvious. Well, let's see how it all plays out. So right now...
Fucking jacked, dude. It's nuts.
Huge.
How big he is. Fucking amazing shape.
Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold knows it. They're coming for your spot, buddy.
Yeah. This is when everything starts to fall apart. He knows they're looking to make changes, and this is freaking fucking with Austin's ego. And he's willing to just say, fuck it, I'm out of here if I'm not number one. It's the two-man power trip, face-to-face, in the Rumble. Not for long, because, like I said, by the time Triple H gets into that ring, somebody else is coming out. Hey, maybe they'll work together and stop fucking clearing house.
That would be like a fucking 20-minute entrance.
Yeah, right, this is like a dead giveaway. Who's going to win? Oh, the guy that fucking got a huge entrance during the middle of the match?
At least Godfather and Hoes with him.
Oh, that's true. But he was out in like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Time to play the game. All right, Triple H about to enter the ring. And the countdown's got to start when he gets in there. So now they stand face to face. Triple H looking like a fucking robot. Man, Triple H looks like the superstar. Austin yapping.
Yeah, he's dwarfing Stone Cold.
Yep. So they're going to be standing, yapping, and then the countdown's going to come, and then they'll turn and stare at who's next. Oh, no! They're going at it. Right in the center of the ring. Blow. And there's the countdown. The blows to Triple H's face are nice because Triple H gets to whip his head, so every punch looks like it's dramatic because the water comes flying out of his hair.
The dramatics.
Yep. So that's probably one of the other reasons why wrestlers come out like they came from the shower. All right, here comes a hurricane. There's a hurricane coming.
Worst costume ever.
And he comes right on in there. Triple H and Stone Cold are down on the mat. We get a nice little ha-ha spot here.
It's funny how a comment about his t-shirt turned into his character. Or his tattoo.
His tattoo, yeah. And DC at this time probably was happy for any publicity about Green Lantern. 2002, they weren't doing shit. Hurricane thought he was going to choke slam those guys and see you later. He's taking a trip out of the ring. And now.
Dude, this is real life.
Triple H and Stone Cold go back at it. Get some knife edge chops. Now we reverse. Triple H starts to land in some knife edge chops. Oof. Wow. That ring sounds like about to break when Austin got sent into those ropes. Countdown's coming down already. Hey, they're speeding things up now. Now we're going to get entrant number 24. Farouk.
Oh, Ron Simmons. Or Farouk.
Yeah, Ron Simmons, APA.
Bad I like when we get to see talent that we're covering on our other...
On ECW.
Okay. The ECW Extreme Cast.
Yes, check it out. If you like our live commentary, watch-along style, that's what we do on the Extreme ECW Live Cast every 2 weeks on the Book in the Territory $5 Patreon tier. Go to patreon.com. Search Book in the Territory. Sign up for $5 and check us out on our other show. And we'll be doing that for a few more years to come. So when this show ends within the next year or so, keep that in mind. We got the Extreme ECW live cast going on over there. Triple H and Austin going right back at it. Triple H with the advantage here. Just moments ago stomping Austin in the stomach. Now attempting to throw him out. Austin hanging on. Triple H is gripping with the knee braces. Right. I like how we have this mini match going on.
Yeah.
Where they get interrupted every couple of minutes, and then they go back at it.
But eventually the other heavy hitters have to come out.
All right. Yeah, so who do we have? We still have Kurt Angle left off the top of my head. Yeah, Kurt Angle, Kane, Booker T.
Booker T, yep.
I think those are the last of the big ones that I can think of. Who's this? Oh, Mr. Perfect, one of my favorites as a kid. And there he is. He already has the straps down, though. I don't like that. Come out.
Yeah.
Come out like you, Mr. Perfect.
Maybe he's going to put them on before he goes in and put them up.
No, maybe.
Mr. Perfect was the fucking man.
Yep. He's looking good here. Now, from what I've read, there was a new company opening up at this time, and he was Mr. Perfect was gonna be like their main guy. He was gonna be the champion. I forget what company it was, but it was like XWF or something like that, and they were gonna use him as the champ. So they scooped him up and took him, got him here in the Rumble and used him for a little bit so that he wouldn't go to that other company. Not that it would be real competition.
Oh, no shit.
They
paid him just to, like, don't bother.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that's what they were doing with, like, Goldust, too. Like, oh, all these guys that we don't have right now, let's get them back. Just so they can't even get their feet on the ground with our former wrestlers. So I'll bring them back for a bit. That's what happened, pretty much. I think it's the XWA. Or XFW. I'm sure one of your listeners can tweet at us and correct me if I'm wrong with the name. I forgot what the fuck it was. Didn't last long. I don't think it really lasts at all. I know Tony Schiavone did go work there briefly. There's a few people involved. All right, here we go.
So this is some star power, though. I consider Mr. Perfect a star.
Oh, definitely.
Anytime he shows up anywhere.
Right. So funny. He's like straight out of the 90s still with his outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
Kurt Angle is a big one.
Wow, Kurt Angle missed the perfect Triple H.
I want to see Angle and Perfect get go at it with each other. Kurt Angle's the Mr. Perfect of this era. All right, Austin's working with Perfect. That's fucking cool to see. Angle and Triple H going at it. What is the crowd saying? You suck what? Oh, they're saying, you suck what? You suck what? You suck
oh, all what? Right. I was going to say, man, they're tone deaf.
Yeah. All right, knife edge chops from Triple H to Kurt Angle. Same thing happened in the other corner. Perfect's doing it to Austin. I don't know who to watch. We got the hard cam view, and we can see both guys in separate corners. Oh, JV, we never did a timestamp. Let's see how close we are. 2 hours, 27, 26, 27, 28.
I'm like a half a second ahead of you. Okay. Nothing, though.
No.
Nothing to cry about.
No. Angle looking to dump Triple H here.
Stone Cold and fucking Mr. Perfect aren't doing shit.
No, they're not doing anything. I was just thinking that. Like, was Austin having a conversation? He must be. He's probably telling him, all right, this is what we're going to do. Perfect. For just getting in there, he looks too fucked up already.
Yeah, I know. He hasn't been in there long, and it's not like he's done anything
right.
Significant.
Right. He's like, selling like he's been getting his ass beat. So you haven't done shit. Why are you all stumbling and bumbling around? Well, here comes the Big Show. There's a little boy haircut. It's like a little baby. Big baby. Come on, haircut.
It does.
Oh, shit. Choke slam to Perfect. Boom. Now you can walk around like that, Perfect. Just took a choke slam. Oh, it's Choke Slam City. Double Choke Slam to the two-man power trip. Oh, no. They break out of it. They're teaming up on Big Show. Hey, I wouldn't be surprised Big Show gets knocked right out of the ring. But nope, they whip him to the ropes. Double clothesline. Another clothesline is Austin. Headbutt Triple H from Big Show. Nails the headbutt. Oh! Angle's going to go for a suplex. Don't think so. Big Show press slamming. Wow, look at this.
Wow.
Press slam.
Going to fucking throw
gonna
him.
Going to toss him.
Throw him to another state.
That would have been cool. Like, Angle, you're not going to win the match. Just fucking, that would be a cool spot. Big Show just tosses Angle out like that. And then Angle gets all bitchy and challenges Big Show to a match on Raw the next night. Would have been made up for a WrestleMania a Royal Rumble moment.
I think so.
Hey, they're putting Big Show over pretty good here. He's getting his shots in on everybody. Now comes the next contestant. Contestant number 28.
Here he is.
There it is. What's a Royal Rumble?
I love when Kane shows up.
You don't have a Royal Rumble without Kane. Whew.
Fucking monster.
He's the man. Since this being our last Royal Rumble that we're covering, I'm going to try to put out some trivia about the Royal Rumble. I'm going to be looking through some shit as we go through the rest of this match. Now you got Kane and the Big Show going at it.
Right in the face of that huge boot.
All right, so Kane, obviously he's been in many Royal Rumbles. In total, he spent 3 hours, 19 minutes in a Royal Rumble match over all the time. Now, the person with the most time in the Royal Rumble, Chris Jericho. 5 hours. 4 hours, 59 seconds, 33. Four hours, 59 minutes, 33 seconds. Woo, stunner. Stunner to Kane there. Now, Angle's going to hit an angle slam.
Ooh, oh! Wow, Kane's out just
Kane's
like
out
that.
Already. I mean, Kane came out late, so he's number 28. So these guys got to start going. So we got two more, and we know one of them's Booker T. We mentioned him, and he's not. He hasn't been out there. Who we missing? Well, it's at this time.
Booker T. And
well, we're gonna find out.
RVD.
In 5 seconds. Oh, yeah, that's gonna be it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. RVD.
Fuck yeah, I was right about something.
RVD is actually going to be on the Vice Channel News tonight talking about marijuana.
Fucking awesome, my guy. His paper, his rolling paper's sold out.
Oh, shit, yeah? I think that's what he's talking about, too. The headline was RVD tries to normalize pot. I don't know what normalized
normal
pop means.
Can't relate. Already normal.
Oh, Rolling Thunder, here we go. Austin. Boom. Oh, good. He nailed it perfectly that time. We've seen so many times where he hits that move and like lands on people's nose and shit. Oh, boom.
Pedigree
to RVD.
Yep, we missed the perfect. Still in there.
Yeah, look at this. This is... Oh, we still got one more, but... We got Triple H, Angle... Austin.
He didn't hit a perfect
RVD.
Flex, did he?
No, he hasn't. Oh. Man, I can't believe Kane was in and out like that. He, like, eliminated nobody.
Nobody. And he's up there and, like, working for eliminations.
Yeah. I was going to get to that. Yeah, he has the most eliminations. He has 46 eliminations.
And he put up
place.
A donut in this one.
He's been in 20 Royal Rumbles, Kane.
Jeez.
20. It's like nobody even close to that. Randy Orton has 13 Royal Rumbles. Shawn Michaels, 12. Undertaker's in second, tied for second with Shawn Michaels with eliminations. 40. We know this is going to be Booker T. Yep.
Sucker!
And Stone Cold sitting in. Third place, or fourth place, because we got two tied for second. He has 36 eliminations and 6 Royal Rumbles, and this is the 6th Royal Rumble that we're watching.
Fucking love his theme.
Oh,
I love
so
Booker
good.
T.
Look at this, the man. Look
he's
at him.
In
he's
my
going
top 20 all time.
You gotta make a list one day.
Yeah, I do.
I need to have a list and then, like, adjust it over time. It's like... Have an established list. This is what it is, and from time to time, go up, update it.
Yeah, maybe our next podcast that could be like something.
Yeah, establish our list.
Spin-a-rooney, baby.
It's so tough because you go through stages though, where some people are like, oh, I like him a lot now.
Yeah, it's true.
Whenever I think of making that list, I always try to include who I like at the time. They have to be in the list.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
if you
I
were
can't
marking out hard for somebody in a certain time period, they have to make the
they
list.
They have
like,
to be on
I
the
look
list.
At the, I look at it the same way.
I can't change my mind. Like, because I like Triple H during this time. So I can't be like, oh, no, fuck Triple H now.
Nah, he's probably not even in my top 25.
Yeah, I don't know if he would be, but he was one that I did like for a period of time. There's a lot of those people that I like briefly. I mean, you fucking love Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas going to make your top 20?
Yeah, he's probably number 5.
Oh, suplex from Angle to Steve
Bo
Austin.
Dallas's NXT heel run was fucking amazing.
No, it was. It was. Yeah,
fuck what anyone says. He's one of the greatest NXT champions of all time. He put them on the map.
Right. He helped fucking NXT be what it is.
Ooh,
oh, look. Yeah, mule kick from Austin to Angle.
I feel like he said Angle with that like 100 times.
Oh, he must have. Austin trying to get Perfect out of there. Perfect just hanging in there. And we know he's not going to WrestleMania, but he's hanging in there.
You know damn right.
You know damn right. You kick my dog. You know damn right. Austin almost out. Oh, he hangs in there. Now you got Perfect and Angle. You got the Perfect Angle going on here.
Hey, that's a tag team that should have happened.
That's too too inside though. Perfect Angle. Yeah. Whoa, shit! Those are some shots, man. You're hearing that shit. Perfect just can't get tossed out here.
They're definitely showing him some respect, though.
Yeah.
It's oh, nice. Wow! Stone Cold.
Austin tossed out here. Perfect stays in. This is the last three. All right, so Austin did make the final four, but he's out. And now we're down to Angle, Perfect, and Triple H. And Austin's, he's heated. He pulls Perfect out of the ring. He's going at him. No, Angle's getting out of the ring to attack Austin. And why is Angle worried about helping Perfect? Stay in the ring.
They were supposed to be the Perfect Angle.
Yes, they were supposed to be that team. They were the Perfect Angle. That's it. You know, and obviously at this point you're watching live on pay-per-view. You know it's Triple H.
Yeah.
And if you haven't watched wrestling, you're just at your buddy's house, and you haven't watched wrestling in a while, you're fucking rooting hard for Mr. Perfect. Oh, it's fucking Mr. Perfect. Austin's in there now with a steel chair. Whoa, whacking Angle and Perfect down.
Helping his two-man power trip.
All right, I like this. Oh, now he nails Triple H.
He's got it the worst.
That's basically a fuck you. I'm out. I'm getting my shots in. You guys figure it out from here. Austin looks pissed. He's bullshit. He's probably bullshit in real life, too. Like, what the fuck? I'm not winning the Rumble? What is my journey to WrestleMania going to be like? And damn, if we know it's going to be Scott Hall. And he's not even there yet. So that means they have like no clue what they want to do with him. Fuck. No wonder why he left. He treated like shit in 2002. So man's got his shiny new toy back, Triple H.
Yep. Oh, you're fucking my daughter.
So vascular, so jacked.
So vascular.
You're just like me, you're a genetic jackhammer. Jackhammering my daughter. You're going to make masculine children. Masculine grandchildren. Oh, shit, I can picture that happening.
And he had all daughters, right?
There it is! That's true, he did have all daughters.
The perfect right. Plex.
Shane had all the boys. Stephanie had all the girls. Oh, there it is. Snap. Oh, clothesline out. See him, Mr. Perfect. Nice effort. Perfect was in there for a good amount of time, though. Perfect was in there 15 minutes. And now, here it is. Angle. Triple H. Angle's against the ropes. Bad position to be in.
Yeah.
We're almost wrapped up here. They stare each other down. Angle pulls the straps down. He's ready to go. Oh. Speared him down. Triple H nailing away on Angle.
Magnificent athletes, there's no doubt about that. Not great, great story point Waller just brought up.
What was that? Yeah, I missed it.
About Angle always wins the first time he attempts anything.
That's right. That's right. Yep. That's what Angle had been saying the weeks leading up. Now he has a good opportunity to toss out Triple H. Has him halfway over. Oh, almost all the way out. Triple H is on the other side of the ropes. In danger. He's in peril.
Yeah.
No man's land. He doesn't want to be there. Gets back into the ring. Kind of a choke slam. Running choke slam. Pretty cool. The crowd's cheering. What's going on? Someone fighting? What the fuck's going on?
It's a fight or a chick flashing?
Yeah, something like that. They must be pissed right at the climax of their match. Triple H does his old... Does the whole Shawn Michaels thing.
Won.
Yeah, Angle thinks he won. Triple H's feet didn't hit. He comes back like a monster.
Oh, there it is. I like
hits
that.
Hits the knee. Angle hits the ropes. Clothesline the fuck out.
Wow.
Triple H wins like he's Hulk Hogan. Crowd goes wild. And what's, you know what's crazy? Well, not crazy. Just, I guess, ironic, maybe. Is that... He's going to WrestleMania at the Sky Dome. Just like feels like, you know, Warrior, Hogan. That's the last time WrestleMania was there, and you're going to have a new big guy,
big
Triple
thing.
H. So at this point now, Jericho, Triple H is our main event for WrestleMania 18. X8. JR doing his best to put over Triple H as the man here. It doesn't feel authentic, you know. He'd rather be yelling Stone Cold.
Yeah.
That's where the money's at with Stone Cold.
Like, I don't get the feeling that people are tired of Stone Cold at this point.
No, no way.
Like, he hadn't overstayed his welcome.
Not at all. There it is. Wow. The Royal Rumble.
It's official.
The game wins the Rumble. What's that? What'd you say? All rights reserved?
Yeah, when that graphic shows up.
Yeah, that means it's over. Show's over.
It's over.
And that's it. That's season 15 of the Royal Rumble.
Don't ever say it again.
We won't have to because we're not covering any more Rumbles. That's it. That's the last one Austin is involved in. And he's not even around at the beginning of 2003. So I think he comes back maybe just after the Rumble. So we don't have to worry about him in the Rumble next year. And that's that. So, good match. I liked it. I liked that Rumble. Good spots. You had some people returning. Some nostalgia in the match.
Some surprises.
Which is good.
Mr. Perfect was great.
Yep. So I thoroughly enjoyed that. Austin had some great spots in there. You know, we got some sadness with it, though. It's his last match. He gets tossed out as number four. Fourth one left. Mr. Perfect even gets the last in the ring. You know, to the end. Or closer to the end. Not as long, though. Austin was definitely in the match longer. Pretty sure. Let me take a look. Austin was in the match the longest. Yeah, he was in 26 minutes, 46 seconds. So he spent the most time in there. And he had to be eliminated by two people, Kurt Angle and Mr. Perfect, basically. And then second behind Austin was the winner, Triple H. Triple H was in there for 23 minutes. That's crazy. Triple H came in as number 22, and he was in the ring for 23 minutes.
Yeah, the second half of the...
Yeah, they slowed things down.
I guess last, like, third really slowed down.
Yep. Because he had those major hitters in there.
Yeah, which played out well. I like the way it was booked.
Right, because it was like a match between Austin and Triple H at points. And then you had Angle in there, so Angle's had history with all those guys too. So yeah, the ending worked fine. It didn't feel long. It didn't feel long to me. And they broke it up pretty good. Like, the first nine contestants had their own little match, and then 10 more came in. It was like another segment. And then for the last 10, you had a whole, like a third act, basically. All right, so that concludes our coverage of the Royal Rumble. And we're just going to wrap things up in just a second with our bottom line wrap up. So we'll be right back in just a second. All right, we're back now for the bottom line wrap-up, and there's not much for us to cover this week because there's no house show rundown because we just covered Royal Rumble only, and we don't have anything to cover there. So we move on now to our recap, or preview, rather, of what's going to come up next week with episode 112, and we're going to wrap up January. So we're going to try to finish up January. We got the Raw from January 21st, SmackDown from January 24th, and Raw from January 28th. And if we can sneak in SmackDown, if there's not a whole lot of action to cover there, we'll try to throw that in there. That will be the January 31st episode of SmackDown. You know, so we'll try to wrap up January next week on episode 112. Room 112, where the players dwell. Remember that band, 112?
Of course, I Peaches and Cream.
Yep. That was my fucking jam back in the day. Not Peaches and Cream, but just 112 in general. So anyway, next week is episode 112 for us, and I'm going to sneak in some 112 music in there, I think. All right, so let's before we go, let's shout out our podcast pals. First off, Talking Taker. You heard them during the break leading into the Royal Rumble match. Talking Taker, they're covering the career of The Undertaker, and they wrapped it up. So all those episodes are available, the entire career of The Undertaker, broken down by Alex Dorio and Travis White. So check them out. And also check out their special bonus episode that they just did a couple weeks back on Kane called Raising Kane. So check out that good episode from Talking Taker. Also check out Booking the Territory, the unprofessional wrestling podcast with Mike Mills, Hard Barty Hopper, and Doc Turner as they are covering NWA World Championship Wrestling from Saturday nights. And they've gone from 1985 to where they are currently. In 1989, this Thursday, their episode, actually this episode's already available, and that is December 16th, 1989. They just finished Starrcade 1989, and now they're moving on into the shitty early 90s of WCW, which is fun to go back and watch. It's funny, but man, it's some bad shit there, character-wise, in early 90, 91. So check out them. It's Booking the Territory, the unprofessional wrestling podcast. Also, check out Our Vantage Point, the Retro Wrestling Podcast, with Joe Morata and Michael Quinn. This week is the kickoff of a new season. It's episode 221. And in their opening segment, which is called now Change Our Mind. So in this, they're taking listener topics of Change My Mind on this. So they have certain views that they've talked about in previous episodes. In over 220 episodes, they've formed opinions about certain things. Now they're asking the listeners to change their mind about a topic. And the first topic is Hulk Hogan in 1993. So Hulk Hogan in 1993 sucks. And they have to discuss whether or not they might change their mind about him sucking in 93. And I'm going to tell you right now, they don't change their mind because Hogan sucked in 93. Also, they kick off a new Royal Rankings and Royal Flush. And this week is Royal Rankings week number one. And the topic for them to rank is the best world title changes. And the two entries that get drawn for them to rank are the following. Austin versus HBK from WrestleMania 14, which is a big thing because it kicked off the Attitude Era, basically. And then you get Goldberg defeating Hogan on Nitro from July 1998. So two big historic title changes that shocked wrestling during those Monday Night Wars. And those are the first two that they have to rank in the new Royal Rankings. And then, as always, in their last segment, they do a review of a wrestling show. And they are doing WWF Superstars from June 13th, 1987. Also, and again, that's Our Vantage Point. Check them out every Monday. OVP Podcast. Also, check out our friend Jay Free on Free Your Geek. He has a new episode available. It's episode 100. And again, he's talking about the Falcon. But this episode's called The Falcon and Joe Amaral. So he has special guest Joe Amaral, funny man from our area. And he's going to sit down with Jay Free and talk, you know, pop culture and what's going on with the Falcon and numerous other things. I thought, and I said this in a previous episode, I thought he was going to go Mortal Kombat route. But doesn't seem like he's focusing on that just yet. But maybe you would think with Joe on the show, he's going to talk about Mortal Kombat.
Something. Well, Joe loves Marvel stuff too, so
that's true. Maybe they just stick with Marvel for that one.
Yeah, because I know they've had Joe. He's had Joe on in the past to discuss the MCU and stuff. So
that's true. Yeah. So, anyways, it's entertaining. Jay Freeze, he's a great host. You've heard him here before. And Joe Amaral, he's a great personality. He's a funny guy. So you definitely want to take a listen to him. So check out Free Your Geek, episode 100, Falcon and Joe Amaral. Also, check us out, as I said, during the Rumble match, JV and I do the Extreme ECW live cast. And this week, we'll be releasing our newest episode. That's episode 42, where we are doing live commentary watch-along of Hardcore TV, episodes 88 and 89. And we are turning the year over. We're going from 94 to 95. We're going to cover December 27th, 1994, and then January 3rd, 1995. Again, that's over at Booking the Territory's Patreon feed. So go to patreon.com/bookingtheterritory. Sign up for a month. Check out the $5 tier. Plenty of great content that they have over there. And you can also check out our show. Like I said, already 42 episodes available. And if you're not sure if you want to test it out, just scroll back in our Bottom Line Cast feed, and you can find some free episodes of the Extreme ECW Livecast there. I believe there are about 5 free episodes for you to check out and sample before you commit to paying just $5 for the month. All right, so that's our podcast, pals. And thanks, guys, for listening. As always, hope you enjoyed the Royal Rumble 2002 in our live commentary. And like I said, we'll be back next week with episode 112. JV, any final words before we head on out of here? All right, guys, thanks for listening. See you next week. So long.
And that's the bottom line. And as far as I'm concerned, this is over with, so get the hell out of here.
of the next one.